The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Here's the reality. 200 million Americans now consume their news via social media. That's 75% of the country. You get your news off of Facebook or Twitter or something like that. The gatekeepers of information have now evolved. They were the local paper, then radio, then TV. Now they are social media. I'm going to go against the narrative here for a second. What a surprise. We've heard a lot lately about the power of the internet and, you know, how it's given power to those who want to spread fake news, whether it's the Russians or the Nazis or the radical leftists, whatever. They all now have the ability to push their narrative more easily to whomever they want. But here's the flip side of that coin. Never in the history of mankind has so much information been available to the average person, no matter where they live on planet Earth. In this day and age, there is no excuse for people falling and falling down into this wormhole of lies because they failed to be their own fact checker and truth finder. A bot will tweet a meme. It should not be able to pull the wool over your eyes. If this were 100 years ago, maybe, but this is the age of information. Take the next step. Check it out. So with all that's being said, why are social media platforms looking to block certain points of view? I am not a fan of Project Veritas. I shouldn't say this. I admire what they try to do. I don't admire how they've gone about it. But they released an undercover video yesterday that, if it is what it purports to be, showed Twitter employees talking about plans to filter a certain, quote, way of talking. A Twitter engineer explained how the algorithm works. He said, quote, yeah, you look for Trump or America, and then you have like 5,000 keywords that describe a redneck. Then you look and parse all of the messages and the pictures, and then you look for stuff that matches that stuff. He continues on, quote, I would say the majority of it are all for Republicans, end quote. Wow. Is that true? We don't know because it came from Project Veritas and they have no credibility because of the way they've conducted themselves in the past. Now, I get censoring violence, but ideas are absolutely off limits. The real question now is, who is telling Twitter what kind of talk is acceptable? In a leaked Media Matters memo, they called for this exact kind of work. Their memo was called the Strategic Plan of Action. David Brock's Progressive Hit Squad detailed how they were going to operate in the new era, and it talks very specifically about how they have already begun working with Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Under the heading Collaborating with Social Media Platforms, the Media Matters memo states, quote, social media platforms need help in identifying vulnerabilities and crafting solutions. To this end, Media Matters will serve as their partner, speaking to them in their language of big data and encouraging changes based on what we see happening in the landscape, end quote. So, who really are the modern day gatekeepers for information? Social media companies like Twitter? Not really. Apparently, liberal progressive smear artists like David Brock and Media Matters, because they are the ones telling them what is and what isn't acceptable. In this day and age, you must do your own homework. You must be your own fact checker. It is never more important than right now.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which You're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress, inexpensive, and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.